Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Friday Five with me, Lizelle. And yes, yet another very strange and anxiety-making week for us all, for sure. I do hope that this is finding you safe and well at home and that your life is beginning perhaps to adapt to this new way of living for the next few weeks. Well, in today's edition, I'm going to be talking to the psychotherapist and anxiety consultant, Mike Ward, who's going to be sharing some really helpful tips with us. But first, I wanted to share a few of my own ideas, actually, with the things that I have personally found to be helpful these last few days, and I hope will bring a little bit of calm and balance into your life as well. And I think first and foremost, we just need to accept and understand that, of course, you know, we all are going to be feeling anxious and unsure of what is happening around us, because uncertainty is a key driver in anxiety. So we really shouldn't be beating ourselves up about this. But establishing a new kind of normal is really helpful. So a new personal routine is something that we can have some control over. So now for me, that means being in bed and asleep well before midnight and not getting caught up in the tempting late night Twitter scroll. Yeah, which did actually happen to me the other night. Note to self, please don't do that. It messes with your head in so many ways. It is not good. I then try and wake up around 7 before I do some deep breathing and contemplation before switching on my phone. Really key, before switching on the phone. And then I try and bank some exercise early on in the day, because being at home, actually, I think my days are even busier than ever because I've got my family at home. I've got my children at home. And of course, work needs to continue as normal. So I try and do a bit of exercise. That might be a few squats, some lunges, some push-ups in the comfort of my own bedroom, courtesy of the exercise routine in my Stronger, Slimmer You e-guide. Or maybe I'll be taking the dogs out for a walk and savouring the fresh air. I mean, we're so fortunate for most of us in the UK having some sunny days now. Just feeling the breeze on my skin, noticing the natural beauty of the spring leaves that are just coming into bud now on the trees, or the blossom about to burst upon us. Then I head back to the house. It's time to chivvy my lot into action, making some healthier, low-carb, low-sugar breakfasts. And I'm going to be sharing some ideas for these in the next week or so. And then, of course, settling down to some home working, having, of course, got dressed. And that is really important if we are going to feel fit and well. Then we just get up, we get dressed, and we act as if we are heading off into a normal day. Even if you're self-isolating, you really will feel better for it. I've even actually noticed a group on social media that use the hashtag #DressUpFriday. Have you seen these guys? It's quite fun because you know how bankers and people in the city started to have dress down Fridays when everybody could take off their suits and wear slightly more relaxed clothing. Well, this is the opposite of that. And I've seen hilarious pictures of people having breakfast in ball gowns or maybe wearing a black tie dinner jacket for their morning phone calls just to lighten up the mood. And anyway, you know, who doesn't like the excuse to dress up now and then? What do you think? Good idea or not? Drop me a line in the comments section of my Instagram. That is the best way to connect directly with me. Not direct message, as I don't do that, but I do try and respond to most of the comments on my main Instagram static feed. Now, also really important, I think, during the day, I try not to listen to the news or to log on to any news feeds. I know it's tricky. It's a kind of addictive habit, isn't it? It's a guilty pleasure sometimes. But it's so easy to suffer an anxiety overload this way. I try and stick to just once a day, daily helping of news, just from a reliable source. I often go to gov.uk. That is, I find, the most reliable and factual source, and it comes without any opinion or conjecture. And I was heartened to hear the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Jenny Harries, say yesterday that it's important to remember that the numbers might sound scary, but COVID-19 is only going to cause fatalities in 1% of its cases. So when you look at that the other way, it means that 99% of those who get the virus will recover. And also, she pointed out that although there have been reports of a couple of young people who have tragically died this week of COVID-19, do remember that each year, many young people die of regular flu viruses. So this is not an unknown thing, but it's something that's not considered perhaps by most of us, that even the more normal form of flu can and does tragically take young lives each and every year. So stay off the sensational news channels, whose job it is, after all, to attract ever bigger audience numbers by the way they report news, often, as I said, with more opinion and conjecture than news. And it's a really important aspect to help protect our mental health and well-being. Well, for me, moving on then, later in the day, I've discovered Natalie Clough's live Instagram Pilates class. Absolutely love it. 6 o'clock, you will find me together with most of my family now. We are donning our leggings and joining her Instagram live for a swift 20 minutes or so Pilates workout. Even my 10-year-old son is joining in. It's great. Natalie is our Pilates instructor here at Lizelle Wellbeing, and you may have seen her fabulous columns in the magazine, and it's great to be able to join in with her now with her classes live from the comfort of our own homes now at 6 o'clock every night. So if you would like to join, and you will find her, natalie.clough on Instagram. That's Natalie with an H, N-A-T-H-L-I-E. Dot Clough on Instagram. So it's great to be able to join in with her now and her classes live from the comfort of our own homes now at 6 o'clock every night. So if you would like to join, you will find her at natalie.clough on Instagram. That's Natalie with an H. And I especially love this as a way to connect, you know, with our physical bodies, to shake off the thoughts that might have been filling our heads and connect with some social interaction with others too, even if it's just virtually online. Well, to discover some other ways to better understand and cope with anxiety, I spoke earlier with the psychologist and the anxiety expert, Mike Ward. So, Mike, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. It's really great. I know that you've already done an interview for us online, which has been really popular.
So
welcome to my podcast.
Thank you, Liz, for the invitation.
Presumably, this unfortunately has been a really busy week for you with an anxiety clinic.
It has, yeah. So, you know, with the adjustments in the business by, you know, moving from one-to-one appointments at a clinic to moving all my, you know, clients to online, and then readjusting myself personally,
sure,
you know, to everything that's going on. So, yeah, we're all in this same boat together. So, and it's very, very busy in all aspects.
Presumably, that's a fairly unique thing that we are all universally feeling anxious.
Definitely. It's something I remember saying to Amy as well, that we're all creatures of habit naturally, and this is probably a one event that's happened where we've been challenged through every fabric of what we do. You know, so you think of sort of social, sort of economic state, our social aspect has changed overnight. Our social connections, the way we communicate with family, businesses, you know, just that sense of freedom has really changed. And the pace has been so fast across many levels. And I think that's where a lot of people have expressed that's where they're struggling. You know, more often it could be something at home or work, but then it's just all come together at once.
And is it natural and okay to feel anxious? Should we be feeling anxious that we're feeling anxious?
Yeah, definitely. And the one thing that can be really helpful is to accept the feelings. to name the emotions that are being felt in that way. It's really important to not deny or avoid, you know, what's going on, and to bring a sense of control back, isn't a sense of to name the feelings that are happening. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to be anxious about what's going on. It brings an energy into the system to review things. And it's about how you look after yourself while there's so much change happening.
And how can we calm ourselves down so that we get, so we acknowledge that we're feeling anxious, and then presumably the next step is moving on to actually doing something practical about it and not letting it overwhelm us?
Definitely. So to recognise all the emotions that are happening, from anxiety to like maybe a grieving that's currently happening, this loss of freedom that we have, both sort of individually, but as a sense of community as well, you know, and nationally and internationally. So to accept the current state of emotions, and then really to look at what we can do to bring a sense of control back into our lives. What can we currently do, you know, to stay with the facts, that type of thing. Just quite often in these times when we're challenged on many levels, that the mind will just race ahead and do all sorts of imaginings, worst case scenarios. Yes. And the important thing is to be mindful of when the mind is doing that, to understand that the mind is thinking it doesn't necessarily mean it's true at this very moment.
So it's not helpful to go kind of what if?
No, so what ifs, always say, we always run a what if once.
Right.
To see if there's any information there that we can use proactively in that way. Mm-hmm. And but if we find that we're ruminating or worrying, then it's a sense of like, okay, this is my mind telling me this. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily true right in this moment. And to remember that our power and control is in the present moment that we live, not that first step ahead where our imagination starts.
Yes.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You talk about getting that control back. It's very easy, isn't it, when we listen to the media, whether we're getting online news or it's coming through the radio or the TV or whatever, constantly. Is that something that we should be stepping away from then?
I think it's about understanding individual limits, about everyone's own capacity to be able to deal with the news and the pace of what's happening from every channel, from, you know, completely across social media to papers to people talking in the street or even waiting in a queue at 2 meter difference. There's conversation everywhere. So what can be important is to limit the amount that you're exposed to, and maybe then just go to one site, either online or a news channel, or the .gov site where you're just hearing the facts.
Yes, maybe doing that
once a day, once every other day, keeping up to date with the changes with regards to risk and any restrictions that are coming in, and limiting it and bringing attention back to the some sort of normality of the day, of the things that you can do, rather than focus on the restrictions of what we can't do.
And of course, some of the things that we can do at home, even if we're self-isolating, is we can do a bit of exercise at home. We can, to a certain extent, look at what we're eating. How big a role do these kind of things play in our anxiety levels and our mental well-being?
Yeah, across all levels, there's so many variables involved that can add to well-being. So if you think of a model of like psychology, biology and sociology, and look at those three areas, how there's a symphony between the three that can add to someone's well-being. So by reducing exposure to maybe the news, and that adds into that sort of psychology bracket perhaps, and a sense of that mental well-being. Biology is about exercise, about nutrition, about sleep, about rest, about being able to participate in like hobbies and interests and reading, that type of thing, and tasks. And then the social part is a sense of get to know your family in a different way.
Yes.
In that sense, and or get to know them, more in that sense. And that can be the ones that it's safe to be at home with, the ones that are already living with, and in a sense of having that interdependence still. So people aren't on top of each other, but they can also have that independent time, but also that time together. The social aspects of connecting online, and communicating as a family, maybe putting quizzes together, having some fun for 20 minutes, half an hour online, taking up some new hobbies. I saw one the other day, actually, it's quite interesting, and it was for Harvard Medical, and they're showing Tai Chi online courses. So it could be to adapt and do something new. So you can see how all those different things drop into sociology, biology or psychology. And it's not a one size fits all. Yeah. It's really, that's where we can bring a sense of control back, is like, what can I do right now that could be different, that can be enjoyable? And it's to remind ourselves, it's not about feeling guilty in times of crisis about being able to enjoy yourself. It's about bringing a balance into recognize that there is a crisis. However, there's also those moments that you can still enjoy and laugh.
Yes, really important.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And just briefly, can we just before we end, just touch on nutrition? Is there anything that particularly from your point of view, we should be eating more of, any nutrients we need to be aware of, probiotics, anything helpful that we can be adding in?
Yeah, so really as much fresh food, a good balanced diet, plenty of exercise, lots of vitamin C, all the foods that are fresh that help to bolster the immune system. We need a good immune system at this time, especially when we're being challenged. The challenge will affect the nervous system. And if we worry, that affects our immune system and nervous system. So the more that we can do to relax, the more nutritionally that can add to bolstering the immune system, then we stand a better chance of all getting through this in the healthiest way that we can.
Well, let's hope for that. Mike Ward, psychotherapist, thank you very much for taking the time out to join
me. You're most welcome, Liz.
Thank you.
Take care.
And some great advice there for sure. Well, I hope that everyone has been able to listen to my podcast with Julia Samuels talking about change, which went live last week, and also this week's podcast, all about hormonal help for anxiety for midlife women. And that's really anyone over the age of 35. It's an exceptionally good podcast. We recorded it a few weeks ago with Dr. Rebecca Lewis, and it wasn't due to go to air until next month, but we brought it forward as it is just so very timely, valuable and useful for so many of us right now. Do please take a listen and share widely with your girlfriends, your mums, your daughters, colleagues, any women you know, and any men, actually, any men who know any women. So I guess that's pretty much everyone. It is such an important and life-changing episode. And I've already received this email from a listener who shall remain anonymous for her own confidentiality, but I was so heartened to read this. And she says, "Dear Liz, I watched your podcast today," presumably because she was on YouTube, because our podcasts are now on YouTube as well. She said, "I watched your podcast today with Dr. Rebecca Lewis. I found it so helpful and interesting. It felt as though you were talking about me suffering with my health anxiety. I've always checked the side effects on the medication I've had in the past and ended up either not taking them or being so scared if I did. My period stopped 5 years ago and I will be 60 this year. My main problem is anxiety and vaginal dryness, and I've suffered for many years. I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate your help and understanding. I just don't know what I would do without it. You do an amazing job. I keep telling myself I must do something about getting real help, but never do. But now after your podcast, I am definitely going to seek help on getting estrogen gel." Well, thank you very much for taking the time to write in. Our email address, as always, is hq@lizellewellbeing.com. So if you have something that you'd like to share, and again, I think this just shows how important it is to help us keep spreading the word on this and so many other issues backed by entirely impartial, evidence-based information that can help so many more midlife women, midlife and beyond. Now, talking of life-changing, as we all adapt to our new ways of living and working right now, many of you will have discovered that I now do a regular Instagram Live TV broadcast at 12:30 every lunchtime, which I'm beaming to you across the airwaves from down here on my West Country farm. And I'm sharing live news, views, recipe demos, and a lot more. So please do join me there in person every day. And if you don't catch me live, if you're not able to for any reason, each edition stays up on my IGTV stories for 24 hours before being replaced by the next one. Well, huge thanks for all your lovely comments and your kind reviews, especially of my podcasts over on iTunes. This is the main platform for podcast reviews. And so if you haven't already, I would love it if you could give me a quick star rating. And if you do have the time, please do consider leaving a review, especially if you find any of my longer form podcast interviews useful, as the more reviews we have for these, the more Apple and Acast will promote these podcasts and get them before the eyes of those who might really be in such need of the information that we discussed. Just time now before I go to say I know that many of you are unable to get out to the shops at the moment. And so my team here at Lizelle Wellbeing have been able to extend the special offer that we currently have at the moment on our magazine subscriptions. And this is still available for now at the very special discounted price of just £29.35 for the entire year. That's around 30% off the cover price with free UK PMP. So if you live overseas or you would just like to read the magazine right now, then you can, of course, download the current edition by clicking the link on the Lizelle Wellbeing website in the shop section. And you just click on where it says digital magazine. That comes down to you straight away. And each edition costs just £2.99 when you download it this way. Well, I do hope that some of what I've been talking about today has been helpful. And I also hope very much that you are staying fit and well. And I look forward to being back with you next week for the Friday Five, same time, same place. And now, of course, also daily on Instagram at 12:30 for my live Instagram TV chats. And you will find me there on Lizelle Me. Well, until the next time we chat, it really never has been more relevant than for me to say, go well. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.